are taking care of business right here on Northeastern Wisconsin's All Business Talk Show on the radio, and we're so glad you joined us. Once again, we are talking biz here all morning, well, at least for the next hour anyway, on this show.
Someday.
Yeah, someday we'll be all. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Morning, Jim.
Morning, Tony, and we are talking... some of the things we talk about on the show are survival tips. If you're a business person, survival tips always help. Empowerment strategies. We want to empower you. We want to make you successful. That's what it's all about in business. Startup advice, marketing tips, accounting, tax tips, sales techniques, cash flow management, on and on and on, and legal issues, which we're going to discuss this morning.
Right.
A lot of things that people leave at the hitching post when they go into business. And suddenly when it becomes a legal issue, it festers and it can get ugly. So we're going to talk this morning with Ryan Plisch from Epiphany Laws with us this morning.
Yep, good show.
And the show good is show. Brought to you by the Score Chapter here in the Fox Cities. Tony will give you the scoop on who Score is for those of you just joining us.
You bet, Jim. Yeah. Our Score Chapter is located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. It consists of about 60 volunteer SCORE counselors.
All good guys.
Covering and
women.
Gals.
And gals.
And gals.
Yeah.
Good gals and guys. And it covers about 8 counties from here through Fond du Lac area. We have counselors with very many disciplines. We have IT, marketing, HR, banking, legal, accounting. If a business owner is experiencing a problem in growing their company or something has come up and they need help with it or just want to have a sounding board, someone to bounce something off of, SCORE is a good option. It's free counseling. You can go to our SCORE website at scorefoxcities.com, scorefoxcities.com, learn more about the chapter, and you can even fill out an application for a counseling session right on the website. Submit the request, and a counselor will probably be assigned to you within a week to 10 days. Our office is staffed by volunteers only 1.5 days a week, so we don't have a lot of people there to process those things. But be patient, and someone will be contacting you. I'd also like to thank the sponsors who bring the show to the listening audience each week. They help pay the bills. Jim and I do this gratis. There is no salary paid to any SCORE counselor.
Oh, you don't get any money for this?
No, you didn't know that, did you, Jim?
No.
I wish I could make what you make.
Yeah.
Well, I do make what you make.
I'll share it with you.
Yeah, thanks. But it is free. It's all free. Yeah. But we do have other bills to associated with the radio program, like airtime and so on. And so the sponsors that help us out are Associated Bank. They've been a sponsor for a number of years, a full-service business lending bank. And I heard the other day that they're the... SBA Lender of the Year in Wisconsin for the 5th year in a row. And they have a remarkable track record with SBA lending. Yeah. And Jeff Scheffler is a really good lender, and he heads up the whole SBA program for the whole company. So if you have any questions about SBA loans, and I would recommend right now, if you're borrowing money, go SBA.
Yeah.
Look at the option. Give Scheffler a call at Associated Bank. We also have as a sponsor Epiphany Law. And this morning, our guest is Ryan Plisch, an attorney with Epiphany Law. We're going to have a great conversation this morning about protecting assets and other necessary topics on the legal side of business. So if anyone has a question, Jim, you'll be giving out the number in a minute, and they can call in and ask Ryan some questions. We also have the Venture Center. Amy Peach doing the EC program is a sponsor of ours. Alberts and Hailing. That would be Kurt Hailing over at Alberts and Hailing, and is the local partner in charge of the Appleton office. They also have an Green Bay office. Mm-hmm. And then our last sponsor is the Better Business Bureau. Joellen Walling was here a few weeks ago and talked about the Better Business Bureau. So if you are listening and you're a consumer or a business owner, go out to the Better Business Bureau and check it out. It's really worth your effort, and as a business owner, you ought to consider it.
And the business news.
I was just going to mention.
Oh, good.
You
okay.
were preempting again.
I was
you're
working
ahead. Jumping ahead. I've got a script here, fella. But the Business News is also a sponsor we wanted to thank because they do a very good job of promoting our program in their biweekly newspaper. And I would encourage all the listening audience, if you are looking for a good source of news in the Fox Valley, Northeast Wisconsin region, check out the Business News for $18 a year every other week. You get some quality news.
Good bang for the buck.
Very relevant information.
Yeah.
Back to you, Jim.
Okay, I got it. And we will just hang with us because we're going to take a short little break here. And when I get back, I'm going to give out the phone numbers. And we've got some giveaways for you on the air this morning. So once again, you're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces, they don't chase accident claims, and they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law, and they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
Hi, I'm Joellen Wallen, your Better Business Bureau Northeast Wisconsin Regional Manager. BBB accredited businesses share our vision of an ethical marketplace. For them, trust is a contract, and honesty, integrity, and ethics are standard operating procedure. Consumers are anxious to work with BBB accredited businesses and trust them to do the job better. Whether you're looking for a heating contractor, home remodeler, accountant, or veterinarian, consumers prefer to start with trust. And there's no better place than wisconsin.bbb.org. Our company reliability reports on Wisconsin businesses now feature grades of A+ through F. This new system helps consumers make better informed purchase decisions. Business owners are consumers, too. Who would you trust to do a better job? A BBB accredited business with an A+ grade or a non-accredited business that doesn't make the grade? To find out more, go to wisconsin.bbb.org or call 920-734-4352 to apply for BBB accreditation.
Okay, we are back. We're on Biz Talk, talking business right here on the radio this morning. And we're just so happy to have you with us, and we got a great show coming up. I do want to mention that if you want to call us this morning, get a business question in here, we'll take them. Even if it doesn't pertain to exactly what we're talking about, we will take business questions, I guarantee that. And if you call us here in Appleton at 281-1150, you'll get right on the air, 281-1150. And if you happen to be outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. And if you will give us a call, I'm going to give you a book for calling in and coming on the air with us. This is a great book. I've been giving these away for a while now. The book is called Speaking of Success. It is written by four world-class authors, ranging from Ken Blanchard to Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Patricia Clayson, and Dr. Stephen Covey, who wrote Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. So it's a great book. All four of them have a section in the book, so I'll be glad to give it to you. All you got to do is give us a call and come on the air. And this morning, our guest, we have a sponsor, Epiphany Law. Oh, we got a couple of announcements before we go any further. Tony?
Yeah, Jim, I have one announcement this morning. The announcement happens to apply to Epiphany Law, actually. They have an event that they do monthly. It's called Entrepreneurs Anonymous, and this month it's being held on March 23rd. The topic is very interesting. It's differentiate yourself from your competition. It's being held March 23rd at 5 o'clock at the Wave Ballroom and Bar out by the Rattler Stadium. Anne-Marie Koleski of Hands to Heart and William Tay of Tradewinds International will kick off the session with some key points to consider and then open it up for group discussion. And I think one of the things about these Entrepreneur Anonymous sessions is they do have discussions. So there's a good exchange. You're not just going to listen to a sleepy old liberal educator who's a retired college professor or something.
Yeah, a lot of personal input from the audience.
It is, yeah. A lot of exchange, good networking. Good. $10. Starts at 5 o'clock, March 23rd. If you'd like to go, you need to register. So call Epiphany Law at 996-0000. $10. Register March 23rd. Differentiate yourself from your competition.
Easy for you to say that.
It is,
yes.
Yeah. Early in the morning.
Okay, as I started to say, talking about Epiphany Law, our guest this morning is from Epiphany Law. He's an attorney, and he deals in the area of employment law as well as things like asset protection and contracts and some of the things that people might find a little, you know, tough to swallow in the beginning, especially when they're starting a business. A lot of people don't think about these things. But we're going to talk about them this morning, and we hope you'll give us a call and listen up, because this is a good show. And with me this morning is our guest, Ryan Plisch. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, and welcome to Biz Talk.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we talked a little bit before the show about some of these things, and one of the things that we probably don't think about often enough is asset protection, and some of those things don't get thought about in the beginning when people enter into contracts or into legal arrangements with other people and their exposed assets. In that arena, what can we do about that? How do we, I mean, can we legally be hiding assets? How do we?
It's not about legally hiding anything or anything like that. What the issue really is thinking about it when you're just beginning, and that's the hard part, is because a lot of people once they start to see something go wrong, then they come in and they want to go, well, what can I do now to fix it?
Sure.
And that's too late. So the thing is to start thinking about it from the beginning, whether it's, for business owners, if you're starting a business, what type of entity should you have? You're going to want a limited liability type of entity to make sure that you're protected. But then as you start growing, one thing we see a lot of is that people start different kinds of businesses. You know, you say you start an auto shop and you do great in it. Well, that's fine. But then what if you want to start a new business and then you put it in that same company? Well, now your successful auto shop that was bringing in the money is at risk when you start the new company. So let's separate those out.
Right.
Things like that.
I think people feel that an LLC is going to protect them from everything. You know, do an LLC and I built myself a barrier. Nobody can penetrate that. And I don't believe that. Am I right not believing that?
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, just because you file the LLC for yourself, you're not absolutely protected. I mean, and that's part of the reason, we tell people, a lot of people think you can just do it yourself and you can go online and you can make your own LLC. Well, you can, and you're going to have an LLC and you're going to get your certificate that says you have it. Mm-hmm. The issue really is following the formalities that you need to follow when you're running a business to make sure that you're doing it the right way. You know, we have the ability to set up a company that has limited liability, but you also have to follow the rules for that in order to keep that limited
I think
liability.
one of the real common violations there, Ryan and Jim, is that when people set up an LLC, they forget to set up a separate checking account. They start blending cash together, and they run it out of one account. That's a major violation of what you're talking about, Ryan.
Yeah, that's a big one. The first thing we tell people is once you have your LLC set up and you have your tax number, you go and you deposit a check into your new bank account your LLC.
Name of the LLC.
Right.
And you keep things segregated. You keep a separate accounting. And the law does require compliance with certain steps. If you're going to have the protection Jim referred to as an LLC or a C-Corp or S-Corp, if you don't follow those programs, you're neutralizing the defenses you were intending to have by forming the entity.
Right, that's exactly right. And, if you start using a checking account for all your personal things, well, then it's possible that the court is going to look at it and go, well, this wasn't really a business. It was just you doing your personal things on there, so we're not going to give you that protection.
Now, assuming an individual sets up an LLC, sets up an operating agreement, follows all the rules of an LLC, does the annual reporting and so on, and they don't commit any fraud. They don't purposely try to manipulate their position as an LLC. They stay honest. They're pretty protected, aren't they?
They are pretty protected. I mean, there's always going to be certain things that, you know, cause personal liability. But for the most part, if you set it up right, if you have the right agreements and you follow the rules, your personal assets most of the time aren't going to be at stake for business things that happen.
Right.
No. Well, Ryan, you're being an attorney, the first thing you're going to look for if you go into court and go after somebody that feels like they're protected by the LLC is to be able to penetrate that LLC. You're going to look for the weak spots, kind of like a defense looks at an offense. Where's the weak spots, right?
That's exactly right, and that's the idea of asset protection, is that when an attorney is looking, you know, for a lawsuit, they're going to look at the defendant and go and see who has money and where they can
Where's
get
the deep pockets
it.
Here?
That's exactly right. I mean, and that's how people look at it is, well, there may be a defendant here, but then there may be somebody else who's, you know, only marginally involved, but we see that they're not protected all the way. So, you know, a lot of attorneys will say, well, let's go after them. And so that's part of the reason to do this initial planning.
Ryan, another consideration to protecting assets, I think, is, like you indicated, when you start up a company, do it right. Don't sign something and then come back and ask to defend the asset, because what you signed is going to be, it's law, or it's your agreement right now. It's too late to get an attorney to change what you signed. Pretty hard to. Kevin always tells us that, Jim. If you bring the lease in, you just put signatures on it.
Don't come to me after the ship is sunk.
I can't change it. But one of the considerations in asset valuation, too, I believe, is knowing what the value of the asset is. And if we think that we have a company that we're growing and it's growing and it's growing and it's successful and supporting the family 5, 10, 20 years later, there might be something in that company that's of some significant value that you want to protect, like possibly the name or some equipment or intellectual property asset that you developed along the way, a process.
Patents.
So you have to keep track of what those values are, so that you do a good job of asset protection. Isn't that?
That's right, and that's the piece of that. And we just like to call it asset segregation, or multiple entity approach, however you want to look at it. And basically, like you said, if you have a name that you want to protect, part of that is a trademark maybe. If you have intellectual property, there's some situations where it makes sense to actually form another LLC that's going to own your intellectual property and then license it back to your other company. You know, and all those ways are, you know, just another protection. So if your company, something bad happens, you still own the intellectual property, right. That might still be valuable.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, in protecting things, I'm going to go into business and maybe, just like you said, I'm going to go into something risky. I'm going to paint people's houses, climbing up on ladders. Somebody's going to fall. Somebody may get hurt. The possibility for a lawsuit probably is a higher risk in that world than it is in other kinds of businesses. But, you know, in going into that, is there a certain kind of trusts that would protect my personal assets and protect me from even people penetrating the LLC that I could set up?
Yeah, there's all kinds of trusts. I mean, there's going to be a trust for sort of anything you want. And Melissa of our office is great with that. She handles a lot of trusts. And it is a good way to, it can do some things. It can, take things out of your personal name, which a lot of times, you know, we talk about how an attorney is going to go look for that defendant. Well, sometimes it's enough if things aren't in your personal name. Trust can be used to actually transfer things to kids and things like that and take it out of your name now, and you can still have some level of control, but then it's going to go to your kids, and if it's out of your name, it's not your asset. There's that ability. One mistake, I guess, people make is thinking that the revocable trusts are a good asset protection tool, and what those are, just like the name sounds, is you can revoke them. So if you just make a trust and it's called, you know, your name trust, then it's going to be just considered your asset, and when a court or anybody's looking at it for, you know, what assets you have, they're going to say you own it because you have the ability to revoke that trust.
You
to get
control it too,
and
irrevocable you can't control,
right?
Yeah, and that's different category.
Yeah, and that's hard for some people, because the irrevocable, you really do have to give up some level of control. Right. You can keep some, you can structure it the right way, but you don't get to just decide one day that I want this back and now it's mine again.
Right. Now, in these decisions, Ryan, we talked a little bit before the show about asset segregation and so on. If I'm in trouble with a bank or someone's going to sue me and I know it's coming, I can't just slip something off into another entity and protect it. There's a preference period. Can you talk about preference periods for just a moment?
Yeah, there's preference period is generally what they talk about for bankruptcy, and that's a certain amount of time. But when you're thinking in terms of asset protection, a lot of times it's you're talking about fraudulent transfers and trying to avoid those. And the time limits vary depending on if things are with family, not with family. But generally, you know, a good rule of thumb is anytime you even start to think that there's a problem, it's too late to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you might be sued, you can't go and move things into different LLCs, because all an attorney's going to have to do is come in and say, well, look, this LLC was formed
after the date of infraction of whatever the event was.
You know, after the bank sent a letter that said we're going to foreclose on a property or something like that, and then you try to move it somewhere else, so that's not going
to
work.
And that goes to the point Jim was talking about earlier and you mentioned is, well, if you're going to do asset segregation, asset protection, plan it, be proactive, and you don't know that there's a problem coming, but that's when you should be doing this sort of thing, just because it makes good common sense.
I hear the word deposition, and I immediately think that it's somebody's looking for, what has he got? What can we go after? Is that pretty much what it is?
I mean, and that's sort of part of it. Usually by that time, you kind of have figured out what they're going to have.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly easy for attorneys who... are, you know, do that sort of personal injury attorneys or, you know, things like that where they're looking for lawsuits and need to look for defendants with money. It's surprisingly easy how much they can find out about people before they even get started with a lawsuit. There's search firms and everything else out there that'll give them a list of it.
Okay, hold the thought, because when we get back, we're going to talk about private financing and how that works. And so you want to stay with us. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150.
If you do what you've always done, where will you be when the economy recovers? Act now to refine your management skills and learn how to lead your business through economic peaks and valleys with Proceed from the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. We're the leading business innovation center in the New North, featuring customized instruction with self-paced online training modules, personalized coaching from proven business experts, and meet the CEO roundtables and speakers. Listen to what our successful graduates say.
Proceed is the best secret weapon a company can have in today's competitive world, and has helped take my business to the next level and into the future.
Or if you've dreamed of running your own business, learn how with our eSeed Entrepreneur Training. Hundreds of eSeed graduates are in business today, and here's what they say.
eSeed allowed me to craft a game plan needed for a best practice approach to a successful business.
Find out more about Venture Center Business Training. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
401k or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax investment and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Okay, we are back. We are talking business right here on BizTalk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush. And we are talking with Ryan Plisch of Epiphany Law. Ryan is an attorney. And we've been talking about asset protection, some of the other things, areas of law that that Ryan handles. I want to mention the phone numbers again. If you want to give us a call, there's still time to get in here. 281-1150 in Appleton. If you're outside of Appleton, 866-887-1150. And if you give us a call, I will I promise I will get you a copy of Speaking of Success, great book here that we're giving away for callers that call in this morning. Okay, Ryan, I wanted to touch on something that we also talked about prior to the getting on the air this morning. And right now, banks are in a mode that's probably they're not fast and loose like they were a couple of years ago. You know, things money is tighter. They're not loaning it like a lot of people would have liked them to.
Party's over.
Exactly. The feeding frenzy has subsided.
Back to the basics.
So a lot of relatives are loaning money. Maybe private individuals, entrepreneurs are going and seeking other avenues of financing. And we get into an area here that can start out all good. Everybody's happy. Somebody puts money into a business. Somebody receives money, but business doesn't take off. Money is lost. Nothing is contractual. Where are we going with this type of financing, Ryan? I mean, it's a whole new area, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah, and you're right. There's definitely a lot more of it with the way the banks are right now. When it's, you know, truly in the early stages and you're borrowing money from family and kind of bootstrapping the company and getting things going, some of those just borrowing money from an aunt and an uncle and things like that are just fine. Mm-hmm. But like you said, even in that situation, you want to make sure you document it the right way. There's, you know, if the company does well, then people want to argue about, you know, how much money was it and what was our interest rate and I need it back now or
right,
later, you
right.
know, so it's nice to have that understanding from the beginning. And on the flip side, if things go bad, well, then there's, you know, no understanding of, well, do I still owe it back to you even though the company's
sure.
not around anymore? And, you know, all those sorts of issues.
It can be an ugly situation. Families get into terrible squabbles over that. I mean, horrible squabbles. I've heard some real horror stories. Before we go too much further, I want to make sure that we give out Ryan's contact information because somebody may be listening that didn't call but wants to talk to you. So over at Epiphany Law, it's 996-4-0s, right?
Yep.
That's easy
right.
number, right? Area code 920.
Do you have an email address, Ryan?
Yeah, it's rplish, that's R-P-L-I-S-C-H, it's at epiphanylaw.com.
Mm-hmm. And the website is epiphanylaw.com.
Right? Yeah, E-P-I-P-H-A-N-Y, law.com.
What is epiphany?
Epiphany, I think the idea of epiphany is like a flash of light leading to a better solution.
There you go.
The Apostle Paul.
Better solutions.
When he was headed to Damascus.
Had an epiphany.
To wipe out Christians. Got an epiphany, yes.
Yeah, and changed the world. But your point is very good, Ryan. When money is being loaned from one party to another, there should always be some documentation. And I run into clients all the time who own a business. And they put their own money into the company thinking, well, it's my business. I'll just put some money in. I'll take it out and I'll put it in and I'll take it out and I'll put it in and take it out. Mm-hmm. But what can happen is if they ever get audited, those payments back could be considered taxable income by the IRS because there's no note substantiating that it's a repayment of money that the owner had put in. They have to be able to document and track the transaction. So that would call for a simple little note. But if the business owner wants a secured position, now we're getting into security agreements, maybe a mortgage, a lien, UCC lien, family members, investors.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things like that, just depending on the situation. Like I said, in the simple situation, a business owner just wants to make sure it's not looked at as contributing additional money to the company, because then, like you said, if you take it out, it can be looked at as a distribution. So just a note, and you know, even in that situation, business owners, if they're the ones contributing money, you know, there's no reason they shouldn't get some interest and things on
Absolutely.
That if it goes well. And that's hard to do if you don't document that up front. As far as the secured positions, you know, that all depends who's going to have which position and,
right.
and what the collateral will be for the loan and all those sorts of issues.
Usually the bank gets the first lien position.
Well,
and there's equity in those assets, though. So if the business has a family member or a friend who wants to
right.
lend money, I would still recommend that the company give the family member or the friend a lien position, which would be subordinate to the bank's position. But at least they have a lien on some equity. And when that happens, the banker can actually consider that debt as subordinated mm-hmm. debt. And it actually helps the company's balance sheet in the eyes of the banker, because now the company has more cash to work with.
Right.
And it helps the create the opportunity for the business owner to service the debt and grow the company but the debt is subordinate to the bank's debt.
Yeah, but you also want to identify debt as opposed to equity investment. So if somebody's coming in to take a stake in your company with money, and there's nothing contractual written up, and the company does good, and now suddenly the investor says, how come I'm not sharing any of the upside of what's going on in your company? This is right for a place for them to be coming to you and saying, yeah, let's draw something up legal.
Right. And that gets a little bit more into, you know, if it's not maybe not just the family, but there is an investor and he does want a piece of the company.
Right.
And where we see a lot of mistakes is that companies just think, well, I can take the money and I can just tell them kind of, well, you get 25% of the company. And really, anytime you do something like that, it is considered a security. It is considered, you know, sort of like a trading in securities. We don't think of it the same as you think of, you know, buying stocks and Wall Street and things like that, but that's the same sort of idea. So when you get into situations like that, you have to make sure that what you're doing is kind of fits in an exemption where you don't have to file with the SEC and those sorts of things.
I was just going to ask you about that, Ryan, because there's nothing wrong with going out to generate capital for a company. But you do cross a line when you start making certain statements and asking for certain dollar amounts, and certain disclosures have to be made. And the SEC could get involved. Those are probably bigger transactions, but it goes in that direction. And you have to be careful about what you're telling investors.
Yeah, and it goes in that direction fast, and it's not necessarily that there's a certain dollar amount. You know, bigger transactions, even smaller ones, can still be considered, you know, the trading of securities. So if you don't fit into one of those exemptions, and you what you want to do is kind of arrange the private placement type situation where you're following those.
And the best thing to do is check it out before you start making any conversation about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you really need to be prepared in advance, because it's another one of these situations where if you try to do it afterwards, there's only so much you can do to correct what you've done wrong.
So. Okay, we got Brad on the line. Brad, are you with us?
I am.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you got a question for us?
I do. Good. I am an eSeed participant at the moment, and I'm looking at launching a home improvement type business. And my question is around contracts, in particular between my business and subcontractors. What kinds of things should I be looking for to protect my assets in terms of subcontractors?
Great question. Good question.
Yeah, a big thing, one of the big areas that you need to be careful for when you get into that sort of stuff is how you collect money and how you pay it out. There's the theft by contractor issues and things like that that you need to make sure that the money paid by, say, a homeowner when they pay you money is actually going to fix their home and nobody else's.
Huge, huge, huge issue.
Yeah.
That's a big one, because it's looked at a lot differently than any other business, where you can take in money from all sorts of customers and it can go out for all sorts of different expenses. In your industry, you take in money from a homeowner and you are kind of like a trust almost for that.
A fiduciary for that money now.
Yeah, you do have that fiduciary relationship, and you have to make sure that that money goes to them. And so even if you're dealing with subcontractors and things like that, there's a certain expectation that you're protecting that money.
And the vendors too, Ryan, isn't it?
Right.
Brad, if you buy some lumber and order it from the lumber company, and it's going to be putting it into my house, and I pay you, and you don't pay that vendor, that can be a problem as well.
Kind of a mechanics lien sort of.
It's very difficult. And Ryan, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that the contractor fraud laws are so strong that someone who's defrauded on this can actually contact the sheriff and have the violator arrested and brought in. And I mean, it's not like just charging me with something, but if they have proof, the sheriff can go get me and bring me in.
Yeah, there is a criminal aspect to the theft by contractor. It ties into the civil, so there's, on the civil side, you can have personal liability, basically, which is, you know, when you're talking about asset protection, if you do something like this with the theft by contractor, that's kind of wiped away and you can be personally liable, and then that connects right into the criminal aspect of
the felony part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Brad, are your contracts self-generated, or are you using LegalZoom or something like that for your contracts?
Right now, I'm not in business. I'm nascent.
Oh, okay. You're...
So the advice is to seek professional help, I take it.
Well, yeah, I would say if you go over and meet with Ryan, nice thing about Epiphany Law is if you take one of these attorneys out to lunch,
They talk for an hour. They just sing for an hour.
You spring for the lunch.
That's what Kevin always says.
And they run their jaws. So, okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Brad. We'll get you a book. Okay, we are coming up on a break here on BizTalk, right here on the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
The innovation on-ramp starts at the Venture Center. Don't get passed up in the race for innovation. Visit the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. The Venture Center is the leading business innovation center in the New North, with customized programs for entrepreneurs, existing businesses, and corporations. You can learn the basics of starting and managing your own business, or learn how to refine your business skills in the successful ProSeed program.
At the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College, you can take your idea to reality. We feature the only digital product fabrication laboratory in the United States designed specifically for entrepreneurs, businesses, and inventors. Our experts will help you design and make a product prototype with desktop electronics, software, and industrial-grade fabrication. Find out more about the Venture Center and the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. And Epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Okay, we are back talking business right here in BizTalk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush. And our guest this morning is Ryan Plisch. And from Epiphany Law, we are talking about business legalities. And Ruth is on the line with us. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to tell you, I was in one of the contractor frauds to tell you what happened with that. I purchased... roofing from a person in Menasha. Mm-hmm. And evidently what happened, he did not pay the lumber company the money that was owed to him for the products that he had taken. Mm-hmm. And they notified me after I paid this contractor all the money at the end of the job, like you're supposed to.
Sure.
Unknown to me, his girlfriend ran away with the money. And they did not pay.
Oh, no.
So I went to my local police, and we took out a contractor fraud against them. And worked with the lumber company and got him. He had to pay back all that he had, profit that he had, lumber and everything out of his business that the lumber company would take back that they bought from there and pay him, and he ended up in jail.
You mean he couldn't pay? He couldn't...
That's right. Uh-huh. So I ended up okay because I also helped the lumber company with getting some of their money back.
Yeah, you're lucky that the lumber company was working with you. Otherwise, they could have come back after you to recover that lumber.
I don't know what happened to the other ones that were also in at the same time with me, because there were several other ones.
Ruth, I thank you for this call. This is a good lesson, and I think a lot of people listening this morning are going to be a little more cautious after you called this morning. Thank you for this call. Okay, we are coming down the stretch here. We still got a little bit of time. We got about 3 minutes. We're talking with Ryan Plisch. Once again, we want to give out a phone number, Ryan, because people probably will want to call you and ask your advice on things and take you out to lunch, I hope.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, our number at Epiphany is 920-996-0000.
Okay, and you can actually, the business law firm of Epiphany Law does only business law.
Right.
So when people contact, it's an excellent place to start when you're setting up your business.
I would just like to mention, Ryan, you also have expertise in employment law. So we can't get into it right now. We don't have time. But if anyone is listening and they have any questions about employees, contracts, mm-hmm. non-competes, things right. like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough time for that with all right. the things that are going on and employees losing their jobs and things like that. And we do a lot of work for employers and how to handle those types of situations.
And I think one big question, it would be a whole new show, would be, what is the nature of a non-compete? How enforceable are they? What does it have to have in it to be enforceable? You hear about that so often today, and people are signing these things without really looking at getting what the true law is about it. But that's another program.
Okay, have you got a quick business tip before we exit this morning, Ryan?
Well, I guess all I would say is just kind of reiterate the theme that we've had today, which is to, you know, kind of try to plan ahead and realize that you maybe the things that you don't know are really going to hurt you or can hurt you. So try to do some advanced planning, even if you don't think there's necessarily a problem there.
Good stuff.
Very good advice.
Okay, that's Biz Talk. We're back again next Saturday morning, same time, same station. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week. We'll be right back.